Day 327, Thursday, December 28th. 1 Chronicles 29. 1 Chronicles 29 1-30 NKJV. Furthermore, King David said to all the assembly, "My son Solomon, whom alone God has chosen, is young and inexperienced, and the work is great, because the temple is not for man but for the Lord God. Now for the house of my God I have prepared with all my might, gold for things to be made of gold, silver for things of silver, bronze for things of bronze, iron for things of iron, wood for things of wood, onyx stones, stones to be set, glistening stones of various colors, all kinds of precious stones, and marble slabs in abundance. Moreover, because I have set my affection on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, my own special treasure of gold and silver, 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver, to overlay the walls of the houses, the gold for things of gold and the silver for things of silver, and for all kinds of work to be done by the hands of craftsmen. Who then is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord?" Then the leaders of the fathers' houses, leaders of the tribes of Israel, the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the officers over the king's work, offered willingly. They gave for the work of the house of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 derricks of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. And whoever had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the house of the Lord, into the hand of Jehiel the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced, for they had offered willingly, because with a loyal heart they had offered willingly to the Lord, and King David also rejoiced greatly. Therefore David blessed the Lord before all the assembly, and David said, "Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power and the glory, the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might, in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I, and who are my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you. For we are aliens and pilgrims before you, as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow, and without hope. O Lord our God, all this abundance that we have prepared to build you a house for your holy name is from your hand, and is all your own. I know also, my God, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart I have willingly offered all these things, and now with joy I have seen your people, who are present here to offer willingly to you. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the intent of the thoughts of the heart of your people, and fix their heart toward you. And give my son Solomon a loyal heart to keep your commandments and your testimonies and your statutes, to do all these things, and to build the temple for which I have made provision." Then David said to all the assembly, "Now bless the Lord your God." So all the assembly blessed the Lord God of their fathers, and bowed their heads and prostrated themselves before the Lord and the king. And they made sacrifices to the Lord and offered burnt offerings to the Lord on the next day, 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, 1,000 lambs, with their drink offerings, and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. So they ate and drank before the Lord with great gladness on that day. And they made Solomon the son of David king the second time, and anointed him before the Lord to be the leader, and Zadok to be priest. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. all the leaders and the mighty men, and also all the sons of King David, submitted themselves to King Solomon. So the Lord exalted Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed on him such royal majesty as had not been on any king before him in Israel. Thus David the son of Jesse reigned over all Israel. And the period that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years he reigned in Hebron, and 33 years he reigned in Jerusalem. So he died in a good old age, full of days and riches and honor, and Solomon his son reigned in his place. Now the acts of King David, first and last, indeed they are written in the book of Samuel the seer, in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the book of Gad the seer, with all his reign and his might, and the events that happened to him, to Israel, and to all the kingdoms of the lands. Daily Deep Dive, the UCG reading program states, David reiterates that God is the one who chose Solomon, and then describes the materials he has assembled for Solomon to use in building the temple. This time, he also mentions his personal contributions, and encourages others to contribute as well. As in the days of Moses, compare Exodus 35:20-29, those who were able donated generously and willingly. The words with a loyal heart, 1 Chronicles 29:9, are translated from a Hebrew phrase literally meaning with a fullness of heart, Nelson Study Bible, note on verse 9. And David is moved to thank God for actually enabling them to give. Indeed, to simply give back to God what he has himself given in the first place. David's prayer here has served much more than just this occasion. Indeed, many even today use words from it without knowing it. When Christ gave an outline of how to pray in his famous Sermon on the Mount, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Matthew 6:9-13, he concluded it with words of praise used in David's prayer. Jesus told us to conclude our prayers along these lines, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Verse 13. Compare this with David's words in 1 Chronicles 29:10-12. Of course, the pre-incarnate Christ very likely inspired the words David prayed. Finally, Solomon is once again anointed king, and Zadok is confirmed as the high priest with no mention here of the now out of favor line of Abiathar. Verse 23 states that Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord, and it really was God's throne. Compare 1 Samuel 8:7. Jesus Christ will once again occupy this throne when he returns to reign over Israel and all nations. That is, not the same physical chair but the office of responsibility. The passage ends with the statement that God bestowed on Solomon such majesty as had not been on any king before him in Israel, verse 25. The Nelson Study Bible notes, obviously this included only Saul and David, but it is still a remarkable statement in light of David's widely recognized power and magnificence, 1 Chronicles 11:9. 1 Chronicles 14:2, 1 Chronicles 18:1-13, 1 Chronicles 29:28, note on verse 25. Indeed, David was apparently the dominant ruler of the age, and yet Solomon's rule is already greater in power and prestige, and will be greater yet, as we will soon see. End, verse 5, the NKJV states, who is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord. Two Hebrew words form the phrase to consecrate his service. There are a couple different Hebrew words that are often translated consecrate in English. This Hebrew word here means to fill or to be full and is most often translated that way in the Bible, fill 107x, full 48x. The other Hebrew word used here means a hand, and again, that's the way it's translated the vast majority of times, hand 1,359x. So here the phrase simply says to fill a hand, or his hand. David is simply asking, who is willing to give of what they have to God? We see they respond by giving generously and being excited about it.